from near for the this alumni day shiur in Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. We welcome everyone coming. The topic of the shiur for today, the shiur is going to be between 11:30 and 12:30. It's just introductory remarks till 10 o'clock, and then we'll go down to the Beis Medrash, and we'll have Chavrusa from 10 to 11:30, I think it is, and then from 11:30 to 12:30 is the shiur, and then there's the other part of the program. Okay, so the topic of today's shiur is Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, which means that if somebody is involved in doing a mitzvah, so then they're absolved from doing other mitzvahs. Now, so the question at hand that we have to explore is that a chiddush? I mean, you know, like Rabbi Penner said, you know, he speaks about, you know, multitasking. You know, so you're doing one thing, you can't do another thing unless you're able to multitask. So if I'm, you know, if I'm shaking a lulav, of course I can't be doing something else because I'm shaking a lulav. So what exactly is the chiddush of osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? And then, furthermore, say I decide that I want to stop this mitzvah and do this other mitzvah. Can I do that? In other words, is osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? What about if one decides to stop mitzvah A to do mitzvah B? Does he have a right to do so? Or no? Is it like an isser? In other words, mitzvah is not only potter, but it's like considered like a bizayon, that you're relinquishing mitzvah A to... You already started mitzvah A. So even though, you know, we know that we're not supposed to give price tags to the mitzvahs, right? But say a person just feels that he wants to do the other mitzvahs. Does he have a right to do so, or do we say that that no, he doesn't have a right to do so, and and that's considered an isser to be osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? And then the question at hand is, how far is the scope of the patur? For example, when I'm doing a certain, if a person is exempt from something, right? So we know that there are two types of exemptions. There's one I'm totally exempt. So therefore, say the person couldn't daven as a result. So then he doesn't have to make tashlumen. Say, God forbid, someone loses a relative and he's an onid. And so the whole span of tefillah shacharis was between the misa and the kfura. So he didn't daven shacharis. And then the kfura takes place and now it's a man mincha. So do we say that he makes tashlumen? Or do we say no? Tashlumen is only said, what? If you were mechuyev, and then some onus happened, and you weren't able to do it. But if you weren't chayev from the get go, then maybe there's no chayev, you know, there's no tashlum, because there was no chayev in the first place. So that's the question. What about osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? Say, for example, somebody's involved in some important pigeon shvuyim, has to free someone in jail. And so, you know, he's very involved in the pigeon shvuyim, and then has to call up Donald Trump to get involved in pigeon shvuyim. So it takes time, and then this man tefillah is over already. So, would we say that? Would we say that he has to do tashlumen? Would we say no? In other words, what is the scope of the ptur? Is it that there's real, you really mechuyev to daven shachris, but you had an onus because you were involved in something? What do we say? No, it's not just an onus. An onus means you really chayev, like Rosh Hashanah says today for Yeshua, you really chayev in the mitzvah, but you're not able to do it, as opposed to when the whole the whole chiyuv was not even there, because maybe once you're osek b'mitzvah, that maybe is that comparable, say, to the case of aninus, where a person goes ahead and he's not only his potter, the whole chiyuv never set forth. So that's the question: is osek b'mitzvah potter when it's just an onus? Then he would still have to do tashlumen. But if it's not an onus, it totally erased the mitzvah, then he wouldn't even have to do tashlumen. So that's a very important idea of what's the scope of osef mitzvah patur in a mitzvah. And then the question is, what about, there's certain mitzvahs that were, say, tzitzit, we're wearing tzitzis. So would anyone in his right mind say that if you're wearing tzitzis, that so then you don't have to do other mitzvahs because you're osek b'mitzvah? That would be a little bit peculiar. Yeah, certain things are lo nitan le'omer. There are certain things that are chidushim, and there's certain things that are beyond the scope. So it's hard to say that anyone in his right mind would say that that if you're putting on, if you're, you have tefillin on, so therefore that's going to exempt you from doing other mitzvahs. Because then you just put on tefillin in the morning, and then you don't have to do any mitzvahs. That can't be. And of course, when we say osik b'mitzvah patur in a mitzvah, presumably we're saying a mitzvah sase, not a mitzvah lo sase. Because no one's going to say you're doing a mitzvah, so therefore you can eat treif. That's also not in the scope of reality. And so basically, I see the Gemaras, the Sugyas, the Rishonim, the Ran, the Orzarua, the Marach Orzarua, that's the son of the Orzarua. He always has interesting things to say. And some pieces of the Rishonim, the Shita Mekubeses, Trumas Hadeshen, and then we have to see how it filters down into Shulchan Aruch, into the Shulchan Aruch world. And then Isaiah from the Imre Bina, the last page, who's the Imre Bina? Rav Meir Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is descendant of the Imre Bina. Imre Bina is a classical sefer, has interesting lumdas, and this is the new printing of the Imre Bina. So he discusses what if the mitzvah is a suffix mitzvah. Sure, it's a mitzvah. Does that pat to you? So these are some of the ideas that we'll be covering Be'ezus Hashem, and it has to do with of course Masechta Sukkah that we're learning here this year, because it comes from the vantage point of a person's on a trip to do a mitzvah. So does that exempt him from sitting in the sukkah during that time? And I think this is like a classic shach sugya. Osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. A classic shach sugya. And it's important to go through, those that have been in the shiur know, we try to go through everything inside and see the poskim inside. It makes a whole world of difference when you see something inside, you just hear it outside. So that's what hence the packet system. So those are some of the basic yesodos of. And what about something that's not necessarily a mitzvah, but say, for example, in the Truma Sedeshin here, page 13, he discusses Ironim of Pekidim Shalcho Acharov Shaholach Me'atzmo Aleim Machmas Cho Sheyesh Lo Al Armoim Herichu Imo Hidim Vivkuch Psharis Lo Yo Yochol Vipotem Mehem Alim Kein Bali De Hefzeid Ba'osov Chov Hiskach Lishtos Imo Mishavar Zman HaMincha. In other words, he's involved in some business deal where if he wouldn't come, it would be a monetary loss. So it's not the same as a regular type of mitzvah. But here it's a question of he's involved in this business enterprise, and he had to be there this block of time, or else he potentially would lose a sum of money. And does that also, what is the status of that in terms of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah? It's not the regular type of mitzvah like what we're talking about, Pidyon Shvuyim or things like that. Then there's the sugya also we take a look at in Bava Kama. About Shomer Aveda. There is the halacha is if you find a lost object, you're mechuyev to pick it up and watch it till you find the owner. Now, you're not getting paid for this, right? In other words, you're doing it because the Torah is mechayev you to do it. So the simple pshat is you should be called what? A Shomer Chinam, right? But there's a famous chiddush of Rav Yosef, which is known as Pruta de Rav Yosef. We can spend months on Pruta de Rav Yosef. What does that mean? Because Rav Yosef came up with a chiddush and says that when you're watching the Aveda, you're involved in a mitzvah, so if an ani would come and ask you for tzedakah at that point, you wouldn't have to give him the tzedakah because you're osek in the mitzvah of the Aveda. And therefore, osek for mitzvah is what? Osik b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah. So m'meila, you're maviach. It's a funny way of looking at things, but you're maviach the fact that you didn't have to give him the pruta. So the Rav Yosef Mizcharish, that makes you into Shomer Socha. That makes you into Shomer Socha. That's called pruta de Rav Yosef. Because of the concept of osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. That since you're osik in the in the midst of Hashavas Aveda, then you wouldn't have to give the tzedakah. So, and that would make you into a Shomer Socha. So that's also part of this discussion. And then, after all said and done, we have to see how the poskim halacha bring this down, how it's brought down. A lot of times people learn and Yeshiva, they say, different chakiras, and then they leave it hanging. But so then we got to bring it to the conclusions, So what's the bottom line? Aliva de Hilchasa in that. So that's why we have the tour here and the Shulchan Aruch in various places that discusses this halacha of Osek B'mitzvah. And we'll see in other areas of halacha how this is brought down, because and what's called a mitzvah and all these various concepts of tzorchei rabim. And what about if it's not a real chiyuv? Say, for example, on page 15, we have the din of kosvei tefillin and mezuzahs. Say you're a sofer, and you're writing a mezuzah. So writing a mezuzah is not really a regular type of a mitzvah. right? Because there's no chiyuv to write mezuzahs. You have to have mezuzahs on your door, but you have to write mezuzahs. So would that, so if say you're writing a mezuzah, would that pater you from other mitzvahs? Or you say, no, maybe not. Maybe it shouldn't pater you, because writing mezuzah is not a chiyuv. I mean, you're probably doing it, you make parnasa. It's a good parnasa. I have a Talmud who's a sofer in Crown Heights. He even opened up a some type of yeshiva of teaching safras. And he said that he uses the packet system. He liked it so much that he teaches us through the packet system. So he's one of my talmidim from Crown Heights, and so he's kosher tefillin and mezuzahs. So the question is, how does that fit into the idea of osik b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah?
You have a lot of mitzvahs that are not out and out for yuvim. I like we learned that certain parish in Gemara, chole u'misham shev turim in asoka, u'misham shev chole is a mitzvah. It's a great chesed, but
it's not an out and out chiyuv.
So
he's
also
right. It's not an out, but once, I guess,
that depends. I think.
What?
That depends. If, for example, the chola is in a hospital and has private nurses assigned, I'm not sure you can say it's not really a chiyuv. I mean, that's the top that they got to do it.
Right.
It's not always.
Right, so is that part of you from another mitzvah, or do we say, okay, so we'll pick up later. So those are fascinating ideas of sacred mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. I mean, and you have mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveru, ben adam l'malkum, and these are some of the ideas that we're going to be talking about. Okay, so so I guess we'll make our way down to the Beis Medrash, and you can pair up with chavrusas and whatever makes you happy. I'll be there if you have any questions. I'll be there in the Beis Medrash also. And then we'll come back here at 11:30, and then we'll have the shiur from 11:30 to 12:30. Okay, so it's nice to see everybody, new faces, old faces. So okay, that's the game. What do you mean? Okay. Okay, everybody. Okay, thank you all for coming. It was good to see everybody. Okay. Obviously, this topic is a very broad topic, and we could spend a long time. So we'll try to, whatever we can accomplish in this amount of time. And feel free to ask questions if you like. And where's Rabbi Zitter?
He'll be right back. He just went to the facilities.
Oh, he's here? Okay. Okay. So the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah says, Shluchei mitzvah p'turim min ha-sukkah. That somebody who is, Rashi says, Holchei baderech mitzvah. Because he's on a mitzvah journey. He has to go. He's going from New York to somewhere in New Jersey to meet his Rebbe, or to learn or to be poda shvuyim. So he's on this mitzvah journey. So it's, and it's a Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So, and he wants to stop for lunch and something like that. So he's Patur min HaSukkah, because he's on the route for a mitzvah. And that's the klal of osik b'mitzvah patur min HaMitzvah. The Gemara says, "Menani mila tan rabban b'shivtach v'secha prat la osik b'mitzvah." The word b'shivtach v'secha means when you're sitting at home, but you're doing your own thing. B'shivtach v'secha.
Interesting. That
your own activity. So then you have to stop and say Kriya Shema.
Interesting that this does not come under the Holchei Drachim Petur, because Rashi said I'm going to Torah.
Right. So Chazan Hess is asking, isn't there a general Petur of Holchei Drachim that's Pater? Teishu Gein Taduru, that you Pater Min HaSukkah. So we'll have to see how does this Petur.
Rashi only gave that by Skor.
Right, so according to Rashi, it's only by Skor, so this is even not by Skor.
Right.
So the Gemara has a Mikan Amru HaKodes Es HaBesula Potur V'Salmana Chayef. Right, a person is Kodes Es HaBesula, he's marrying a Besula, so then he's Potur from the Sukkah. Oh, here we go. That's an almana, but if he's only marrying an almana, then he's chayiv. The assumption being there that by a psula he's torahed because of the idea that she's a psula, and there's psulim. My mashma Rav Huda. Kiderach, maderach rishus have called rishus lafuki hai demitzvah osik. So derach means b'shivtach of a derach. When you're on a derach, and a derach means your own derach. So the Gemara says, how do you know milo askinim dekazil dvar mitzvah v'kamarach madal likrei imkei lami kar b'shevis uvelechas my b'shivtacha. So it's learned out from b'shivtacha. B'shivtacha means my own. I'm going on my own outing. B'shivtacha v'vesecha. V'lechtacha. B'lechas didach. Chudim chayes. Ha'b'lechas the mitzvah. Patiras. But if you're going on a mitzvah journey, so then you're pater. So the question is, you know, sometimes you're on a journey. So there could be a lot of time. There is some journeys, every second is, you know, you can't miss a second or else you'll be late to this. But certain journeys, you have some free time. So is there anything wrong? You have an hour or two free going to the sukkah or something like that. So what is the scope of the exemption? What is the scope of the exemption? So so look in Tosus. Tosus says, "Shluchei mitzvah holchei b'dvar mitzvah galuma Torah lahakbil pnei rabo u'pidyon shvuyim p'tur min hasukkah v'afilu b'shas chaniyosan kach perish b'kudrus." Rashi says even when you're not actively driving them, so you take a 2-hour break. You know, so you still potter. That's Rashi's opinion. But if you keep going, the Gemara says that, and Tosa says his opinion. So we're not going to read the whole thing now. But Tosa says the Torah Lomar towards the end, the Hachanam Ayri Bichai Gavni immediately became mitzvah sukkah of a matli mitzvah. That Tosa learns that no. That every second is accounted for. So therefore, if I'm going to stop to go to find the sukkah. In the sukkah, I'm losing time. I got to get to the pidyon shvuyim, and every second counts. But in the chanami, if you would have a more fluid situation where you have more of an opportunity to do it, then by all means. So that's called the sheet of Tosis, that it's pater only if it's efshar l'kayim shneim. But if it's efshar l'kayim shneim, meaning you could do both. I could go do the pidyon shvuyim, but I also, you know, the time frame has it that I could also take time for the sukkah. So do both. You do both. You mechuyev to do both. But the patur is only when efshar l'kayim shneim. So then the question that comes up now is, if the patur is only efshar l'kayim shneim, so what do you need the patur for? Isn't that, I mean, the Torah is Lo'nitla Torah Malachi Asharis, I can only do one thing at a time. So you need to tell me that
it's your choice. If we didn't have this then, you make your choice.
Right, but right. So, oh, so let's see.
I prefer traveling to digging or whatever it is.
Right. So, but right now you're already on the derech. You're already on the derech, right?
So I'd rather stop.
Right. Oh, so take a look at the Ritva for a second on page 6. On the second column, the word that begins Kidaprecious, he says, came to Lomifter El Bodo Osik Bemitzvah Zu, Lamali Krop Shita, Lami Anich Mitzvah Zu, Mne Mitzvah Cheres. Right? Why should you lose one mitzvah over another? So the Ritva answers, Yeshlomo Dakmashmal a few boy Lanich Mitzvah Zu, Lansos Mitzvah Cheres. That you're not allowed to. That's the chiddush. Osik b'mitzvah poter b'mitzvah is telling you that it's not right to leave this mitzvah. Sakadayt chamin dafturi who the mifter minei avol iboy lemishba chol lemebet ida harshus b'yado. I might think that I have the right to leave one mitzvah to do the other. Kamashmalan came into Potter min hacheres harihu etzlo achshav kedvar shalushus. Because right now you Potter, meaning you already started your journey. So that's your osig now in the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim. So if you're osig now in the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim, because you already got in the car, you're going to wherever you need to go for the pidyon shvuyim. And that's it. Now you can't decide in the middle. I want to switch gears, and now I'm going to, you know, go 3 miles out of the way and find a sukkah someplace. That would be improper. That would be improper. And that's Tosas Sheet. Osig b'mitzvah v'shkotu v'nitzvah. He's e efshar l'kayim shneim. But if efshar l'kayim shneim, then you're mechuyev. In other words, if the time frame has it that you're going to meet with some big official to help for the pidyon shvuyim, and the official, you're supposed to get there at 2 o'clock, and you have an extra hour or so, and you want to eat, so then fakir, then you have to look, and there's a sukkah available, so then by all means, take the extra time and go to the sukkah, and you have to go to the sukkah. That's the sheet of Tosis. The Ran, on the other hand, disagrees. On page 5. So the Ran says, the eagle made that in Yicholim Makayim Shneim and Maip Turim. The Atumeshi Eshlo Tzitzis Bevigdo Tvil Barosho Mimifter Mishar Mitzis. He says, of course, it doesn't make any sense that if you have an opportunity, if you could do both, why shouldn't you do both? He says, of course, like if you wear tzitzis, so you got to tell me, like we said before, you got to tell me just because you wear tzitzis, I shouldn't I shouldn't do other mitzvahs. I'm wearing tzitzis the whole day, so it's a free ticket not to do any mitzvahs. So it's obvious that if you have the ability, so at first glance it seems like he's going to say like Tosfos, that obviously if there's time to do both, you have to do both, because he's saying just because you wear tzitzis, that's going to pop to you. So he says, Vachanan mucha per ein ben muhamuda damrin hosom amuda hanom mechaveiro machzolo avedoso. Whereas if somebody says he's not going to get hanah, he's not going to give hanah, he's not going to get hanah from a certain person. He's not going to give hanah to a certain person. Right? So he's allowed to, and he finds this person's lost object. So is he allowed to return it? So he says, yes, machzolo avedoso. Avogav de mahani leprutu de Rav Yosef. Even though if he's going to return the lost object, then he's going to take the lost object, and during the time that he has the lost object in his possession, he's what? He's potter from tzedakah, so then he's marviach. So I'm getting hanah from the person who I said I'm not supposed to get hanah from. Shum de lo shchiach. Because you don't have to worry about that. How often is that snare you're going to come up? That while I'm being, you know, osek in the Aveda, some ani is going to be, you know, knocking at my door. But the question is, yeah, but if the whole zman that you have the Aveda in your possession, that's called osek b'mitzvah, that could be very shchiach, because it could take a couple of days before you return to him. Then, in a couple of days, mistama, there'll be a nice amount of mishulachim at the door, you know. You go here to Rabbi Chalap's office, the whole day is people are coming in and out there. He calls much Aveda beyond the Mifter, Litan Rifter, Anya, Havada, Shri Chetuva, El Al Korche, El Mifter, El Shoshu, Osikba. So he says that no. Osikba mitzvah means you have to be physically involved. Say, for example, you find a lost object, and that lost object requires maintenance. Like you have to, it's a sheet and it has to, you have to shake it out every once in a while. It requires some maintenance, or it's an animal and you have to feed it a little bit. You know, so it requires, so the time that you're doing the physical activity, that's when you're putter. But when you're not doing the physical activity, so then then you're what? You're chayiv. Right, but then he says that he thinks not like Tosfos. He thinks not like Tosfos. He thinks that even, we're going to see in a second, even if you have an opportunity to do both, you're still putter. You're still putter. As long as you're being, as the Ran says, as long as you're being osik b'mitzvah. Kolzman that you're being osik b'mitzvah. So if you're driving to get to the Pinyan Shvuyim, so it could be during the drive, there could be time to do mitzvahs, but you're still involved in the getting there, even though, you know, you could maybe say you're not the driver, but you're in the car, you're driving towards the thing, so you're being osik b'mitzvah. So then you're not mechuyev to do other mitzvahs.
When you're the passenger, you're not physically osik.
One second. Ela behi gav, look in those little two arrows. So he said, those two little arrows there. Ela apel pishu mekayim mitzvah ein osik ba ela b'sha, Shemnara Latorchov, he shite the Vade Potum base of Prutaloni. Apple Pish Epshal Kabish name, Lavzola Naro, he gave the Loshkiach, minor time in the Mifter Rachmona Chosen, Apple P. Apple Gav the Epshal Yisuvi Daito, Kabish name, Kirli Rail, Kosher who Osik Bablachto Shamokam, Loki Vutor, the Troch Kamis was Achaeus, Apple Pish Epshar. So he says that that even if you're able, even if you're able to do, even if you're able to do other mitzvahs, you're still a potter. But at least you have to be osik. You have to be osik. So if you're not osik, so what's called osik? In other words, to take the example Rabbi Zitter gave, you're the passenger in, you're in the agola. Those days, you're not the wagon driver, but you're the passenger. So, what would you say during the ride? According to Tosfos, of course, you have to do a mitzvah. But say for example, you're in the passenger seat, and you ate a sandwich. You have to make birkas hamazon. Right, so that's what he's saying. Is that called osik?
I would say it is called osik. It's how else are you going to get there? I mean, it doesn't matter if you're not the one driving. That is how you would travel. That's his haskus.
Yeah, but the Ran mentioned osik in terms of physical activity, shaking it out, feeding the animal. If I'm being the kaya, he distinguishes between the kaya and osik.
Right, but he's saying,
so if I'm sitting in the car, I'm being the kayan, then it's, I'm getting there, but I'm not osik. I'm the kayan, then it's, because I'm getting
there. Well, when you're wearing tzitzis, when you're wearing tzitzis,
he's part of the guy, but I'm not osik.
When he gets there, he's going to do something.
Right, so he's not the kayan, he's not osik.
And when you're wearing tzitzis, what is that called?
That's like the shaykh, you finish shake, it's hanging in the class.
That's Mekayim, so. But it's not even osik, is it?
It's not osik.
It's not osik.
The round itself is
so,
not
so,
osik.
So where it sits is for sure is not going to do it.
It's a question of the mental energy, meaning the Torah, the case of
the chasam. The Torah with the tzitzis.
I'm saying, but that's the same. Halakha.
Right, you're not Torah with the tzitzis, hopefully.
Where does it take?
Where does he put on the tzitzis?
If you say a tour that the mitzvah is different, then we've actually got to take a walk and scoop it up. That's the point that he's trying to strip it.
Yeah, so
is Torah a part of a kind of osik, or is it different to do it altogether?
I mean,
it's anguish. Anguish is not part of osik.
Yeah, but then,
or we're saying it is part of osik.
Let's assume it is part of osik.
I wonder, it's not interfering. It's interfering,
right.
It's not doing anything.
Wait, 1 second, let's think for a second. So when you're on the train, and you're going out of town, you know, to do a mitzvah, right? Certainly according to Tosfos, you have to do every mitzvah there is, because
you're not going to be mavatel the original mitzvah.
Right,
not
physically,
as long as you're
not right, you have to. Now I want to know according to the Ran, what's the?
Well, but he adds also this in a trech utrach klal, so.
Right. So there is, he has another point here. And he says, Mihu modi nevada shekol she'en tzorach l'trach klal el kedarko mitzvah rishon yochol l'tzeis d'eshtein. Because if there's no tircha at all, in other words, it could be like you're in the passenger seat, so the bench that doesn't require any tircha at all, right? Or to make a sha'akol on the food, that doesn't require tircha at all. But say, so what would be something that would require a little bit of tircha?
Sukkah
would require tircha. In other words, I could get off the train. I can go, I know at this stop there's a sukkah. I'll walk three blocks down and say, you know, and then I'll go back on the, so that's a tircha. That is a tircha. So according to Tosfos, it depends. What's the time frame? If there's enough time that you could be able to do it, and you'll still make your appointment with President Trump, for pidgin shvuyim. Right. Right. So then it's good. But according to the Ran, you're not mechuyev to much. Because that is a tircha. To sit and say birkas hamazon, there's no tircha whatsoever. Right?
But to get off the train.
But to get off the train, you know, I know it is the, you know, trains, you know, sometimes I go on sometimes to this, one of these trains, and they don't give you a second to get off. I mean, if you don't have all your stuff ready, the second they open the door, you're going to... I was about to get up and walk, and then they you know, it's already by the, you know, someone was waiting me at the stop. Whatever. It'll sure be good. But that's a tircha. So according to Tosis, you still mechuyev to do the tircha because it's Efshel Kam Shneim. Efshel Kam Shneim. But according to what? According to the Ran, no. If there's no, if you can do it, so have. If there's a tircha, then you're mechuyev to. According to the Ran, you're not mechuyev to do anything. You're potter from tirchas, even though it's efsher. And according to Tosis, no, it's efsher, then you're not potter. But even the Ran was molde that if it's there's no tircha klal, then you're mechuyev. It's interesting. There is a Tosis in Sachim. Take a look for a second. On page
21.
Take a look. On page 23. Where there's a whole sugya here. We're not going to get into this whole sugya, but of a person who is going to walk on a certain path, and he's going to. If he walks on this path, he's going to get involved in some avodah zarah, like I think in the Hebrew, hana from avodah zarah, like a smell or something like that. He's not interested in the smell, but he has to go. So it's hana. I think that's how the Hebrew article explains it. Hana balolo dam bar korcho. So is he allowed to go through the path where the Avodah Zarah is? So the Gemara says, Avayimar muteris rav amar sura. So Epsher the kamchavin, if it's Epsher to go in a different way, and he's mechavin, but he doesn't, and he's mechavin to get Hanah, so of course it's Asa. Well, lo Epsher kamchavin, anytime he's mechavin, for sure it's Asa. But what if he... And if it's low Epsher, the low Kamechavin, if there's no way, there's no other way to go. And he's not Kavanah to have the Hanah. So that's, then for sure that's Mutter. The question is, if it's Epsher, the low Mechavin. If it's Epsher to go in a different way, and he doesn't do the other way, but he's not mechaving. So that's the machlokas. So Tosus writes, what does it mean, lo efsher? Lo efsher the kuli shmeitz and nirali the ri, lo efsher kidarko el b'torch gadol. The lo efsher means that you, not that it's impossible, but if I have to go, you know, in another way, it's going to take 10 blocks out of the way. If I go over here past the church and I'll smell the fragrance, that's going to be not that it's low Epsher. It's low Epsher Bakal, but it's Aliday Torah. So that's how Tosis explains. Simple Pshat is low Epsher is no other way. Tosa says, no, there's always another way. But it's hard. So that's the same idea with the Ran over here. If it's a tircha, that's like sort of like low efsher. If there's no tircha at all, then the efsher, then for sure you should do it. So sort of like a new definition of what's yachol kaim shneim. But if it's in other words, basically we're saying the Ran also agrees efsher kaim shneim, but he says that when you have to go Viktircha, that's like low efsha, even though Lamaisa it's efsha. So we're explaining the Ran based on that Tosis and
missing out on Shabbos Beit.
So take a look now in the Marach or Zaruah. That's the tshuva of the son of the Or Zaruah, Rav Chaim Or Zaruah. On page 9. So he says, first he writes, and obviously, take a look on the left side, read 5 lines down, Yicholim. Teimim Yicholim L'kayim Shneim Amay Peturim. Ado Adam Sheyesh Lo Tzitzis Bevigdo Tfilim Berosho Zuru Bevisko Mi Miftar. So he says Shema Ein Zerai the Pshitas B'Shasha Ein Osek B'Mitzvah Kulam El Mekayma. So he says the so that you have to be at least Osek, right? If you're not Osek, then Shekach Lo Yiftah B'Kol Mitzvahs U'Mila Tochiach. And he gives another. This Marach Or Zeruah is famous for a couple of things, but the most famous part of it is this line now that he's saying. Well, no, we're talking about Tefillin and Mezuzah Tzitzis. Forget all those. Mila, the person was Gemal. So he's constantly being Mekayim Mitzvah Mila.
That's a Chesed.
Yeah. Mila toch Chol Yisrael Yesh Lo Mitzvah Mila. That's the famous Gemara by David HaMelech. That when he was in the bathhouse, he said, oh, I don't have any mitzvahs. And then he reminded himself that, no, I'm still doing the mitzvah of Mila. Almo shezer kiyam mitzvah. So he says that called a kiyam mitzvah. So obviously no one's going to say that once you get your bris Mila, then right. So because you're not being what? You're not being osik. But then he writes an interesting, so he quotes, I mean, it's based on a Gemara. Let's take a look. Let's look on page 3, Chavav Amalaf. Gemara says, first word on the line, last word on the line is Varaba. Ki hadar of chista Varaba baravhuna. Ki havu aili v'shabata derigla lebei resh galusa. So they were going to the Reish Galusa, the Shabbos by the Regel, to learn the halachas of Yontif. Havagano ar Arkas of the Surah. So they would sleep near the river, not in the Sukkah. Amri Anan Shluchei Mitzvah Anan, Upturim. Because we're going to, in other words, they're going on a journey to go to the Rav, to hear the Shir. So it's not like today where we're part of a mitzvah. So therefore, they slept that night, near the river, not in the sukkah. So the Marach Or Zeruah discusses this halacha, and he says, "Here, take a look on page 10." So to the second paragraph, where the arrow is on the left side of page 10. Fize bachrim holchim l'mut Torah. Now listen to this one. The people are going to learn Torah. So, it was, you know, it took a journey to go to the Rebbe. They have to walk for a couple of days to get there. Peturim mikol hamitzvos kol zman shehem bebeis rabam. One second. Kirav chista v'rava bar peturim kol zman shaloshamu hadrasha. So they're potter the whole time. They're staying in the Rebbe's house for to get to the Rebbe's house, and they're going to stay in the Rebbe's house for who knows how long. So they don't have to do any mitzvahs during that stint. Yeah, they can't eat treif. They can't eat treif in the Rebbe's house.
That's different than learning the Beis Medrash when you have.
So now let me ask you. So he means what? You're at the Rebbe's house and then or does he mean the same thing like the Ran? It means things that are any tircha that you'll. But he's clearly not of the ilk of Tosus. It's Tosus, Efshal Kam Shneim, you have to do it. Right?
Isn't there a cloud with all mitzvot, you have to stop learning to do it?
Oh, so Harav Zidr Shlita is asking a kasha, but don't we know that by Talmud Torah, we don't say Osik v'mitzvah potem min a mitzvah if he Efshal, you know? So when do you get a tour from mitzvahs because of Talmud Torah? That's a question that people have asked on this Marach Orzeh Ruah. So
what's the knock-up for that? Did you stop learning for one mitzvah?
Tests, Moed Katan tests.
What?
If he Yefshar Lassus Olidei Acherim, then you're Potter. So, but here it's Mashma that you're saying you'd be Potter Tefillin, even. Because he says, if you put on tefillin, so you can make a bracha based on Rabbeinu Tam, and it says Mitzvah Zaseh Shasaman Grom, you could still make a bracha. So therefore, but technically you're potter. So two questions I'm asking. One question is, like, how does this Marach Orzeh Ruah fit in with the Ran and the Tosus? And furthermore, what about the concept that by Talmud Torah you don't say Osik b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah v'yef shalasos al yidei achein? So does anyone want to help out here and give it there to either of these two questions?
Definitely more like the Rosh.
Yeah. And putting on tefillin, is that considered is that a tircha, putting a tefillin?
It's unclear what exactly they're being asked, but just by waiting in the Rav's house.
Right.
No, but it's worse than that. Even if they were sitting and learning in the Rav's Beis Medrash, Marach Orzeh Ruah seems to be against the Gemara Malkut. Of course, again, if they're just having
Right. So how do you understand this Marach Orzeh Ruah? Yeah, Rav Ari.
When you're learning by the Rav, like, the whole duration of it is the same mitzvah. So you're not yotzei at any given second. Once you're kind of filling, you're yotzei.
Right, even though there might be in the mitzvah to put filling the whole day also. But okay, let's assume. So it could be, you can say a couple of things. It could be that it's a tircha to have to schlep along the tefillin. It's not like today, you go on a You put it in the trunk. You put in the, those days they were on a caravan. That means they carried everything that that was with them. So maybe in other words, they're going on this trip. Who says they're, you know, mechuyev to take to schlep along the tefillin? That's another thing in their knapsack. So it's not just putting on the tefillin. Tefillin is not such a big tircha. I mean, maybe some people consider it, but Bash is not, it's not the biggest tircha in the world. But schlepping tefillin and having
the overweight in your baggage.
So, or maybe he's saying that even if it's, maybe he's arguing with the Ran. He's taking it a step further. That even if it's not a tircha at all, you're still pata.
Let's go back to the Torah for a second, and at the end of that Ran, the long piece, the Ran says that even though a person could, a chassan could theoretically say Shema also, the Torah says, no, that he's too put there, but in the middle of the meaning, so that would sort of be along the same lines, that if, that he's able to, but he's still put there.
Is that because of Torah, because of us?
And what about the original question also about the concept that since when is there a mitzvah of part of Osing mitzvah part of the Talmud Torah? So I once saw one of a certain sefer. I think in the sefer that here it's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that's pottering. It's what?
The idea of going to the Rav.
Yeah. So that's
a special mitzvah on its own.
Right, because this whole idea of learning by the Rav is either Kavach Chachamim or Shimush Chachamim. It's not, pure Talmud Torah, I can stay at home.
Right.
What am I schlepping for five days and schlepping? So that's how some explain is a different mitzvah. And that would potter you from mitzvahs. And the question is, you know, and one maybe could read this or Zaruah to say that, yeah, because there was this tirch involved, and but if it would be mamish, no tirch involved. There was the Marach or Zaruah mamish says that they're by the Rebbe's house, so that they eat dinner, so they don't make a bracha, they don't make brichas hamazon. The mamish, does he go that far? It's hard to.
That goes back to the case of tircha and not tircha.
Right. Now I'll show you one more thing in the Ravid Shita on page 12. This is Ravid above a comma quoted in the Shita Mekubetzis. So the Ravid has a person lend money to somebody, and then he takes collateral. He takes a mashkel. Good. So he says an unbelievable thing. Rasha Kosov arrived at Perka Umzangami, the Malva Kona Mashkan Nira, Shu Sover, the Kolsha, Mashkan Biyodo, Potom and Hamitzvah.
That's going to be the show name?
As long as I have the Mashkan in my possession.
Or like Puto Rabiotic,
he's a Shomer. Even if he wouldn't be a Shomer, I mean, Lamaisa, he's. Okay, the Shomer for Asper, but he's being Mekayim a mitzvah of Halva, and what was able to do Halva is because he takes collateral. That's why he's willing to. So Kolzman, he has the collateral, so then he's part of a mitzvah.
But the collateral can be sitting somewhere in a closet or a safe.
Right. Yeah. So the question is, the question I think the Pacific Mar talks about, so how is this case different than tefillin? This is even worse. I mean, it's not even, you can say tefillin. You could say tefillin, maybe you're still called Osek because you're wearing the tefillin. But here, it's like you said, it's going to be in the safe.
You're talking between a shvira, shevel ta'as, and a shvira ba'aseh.
that's okay, because the truth of Rav Yosef appears to be some sort of act of mice of shmira in terms of the behavior of a baggage. Here, it's just a shtar.
Is this different from Shomer Aveda?
What's the difference between a mashkan and mila? What's the difference between a mashkan and tefillin?
Sounds like the mashkan has to be literally be yada.
So if it's called a mashkan be yada, right? That would be wild.
It has to be reactually.
A mashkan
called
so mashkan be yada, literally.
Yada
literally be yada.
Yada requires something physical right now. I suppose.
Yeah.
Say that even if
Mashkan
can say that
happens
to that Mashkan, you're responsible.
Yeah.
Maybe just the fact that you're always responsible for it, that means you're always involved.
Right. Okay. Okay. So what did we see here? We saw the two main sheetas of the Tosas and the Ran, and the discussion of Efshel Kav Shneim, and we said, and basically the case is, the Nafkamina case is, if there'll be Tircha. Because if there's no Tircha, they both agree. So, but if it's Efshel Akayim, but with some Tircha, so Tosa says Yechayim, and Ran says you're Potter, and so in the end of the day, what is the Shulchan Aruch say on this? So he says, if you look on page 14. So the Beis Yosef says that's a machlokes Tosfos in the Ran. He says Tamin Cholim L'Kayim Shteim and my Peturim. So he says quotes Tosfos, and then he says that the V'chein Kos of Aran Medir Vada Shechol She'enu Tzorach L'Tzor Chlal, and then he says that everyone would agree. But then in the Dakei Moshe, he says that Or Zarua Chos of the Chol Inyan Potter Osek B'Mitzvah B'Mitzvah Acheres. That there is a Ruah, and if you assume like that, then that might shed light on the Marach or Zeruah. Because he's claiming that the father, the Zeruah, who holds like the Ran, will say it even in a case where there's no Tirch at all. See, that's how the Dakei Moshe learns Pshat in the Zeruah. So once he's learning Pshat in the Zeruah, maybe that's Pshat in the Marach or Zeruah also. That maybe Taki would be Potter, even if there's no Tirch at all. You see, the Dakei Moshe, the Beis Yosef seems to not say that there's such a shita. He says that everyone agrees that when there's no Tirch at all, then you should do it. But then the Dakei Moshe is the first one to point out the Orzarua, that even b'chol idyon, meaning even if there's no tirch at all, you'll be potter. So once you say that, now you can go back to the Marach Orzarua and say that maybe he holds like his father, and therefore if there's no tirch at all, that holds man that you're osek in the mitzvah, you're potter.
Would it just be with or at the rabbis?
But then you have to be osek. There has to be a little, when you're. You have to, when you go visiting your Rebbe, it'll take 3 days to get there. You'll learn for 2 days, and it'll take 3 days to come back, so 8 days. 3 days coming, 3 days going, and 2 days learning. So for those 8 days, you don't have to do any mitzvahs. Well, I don't know, coming back maybe. Okay, I don't know if I'll come back. But let's at least, they coming and spending time there. So maybe, in other words, if you hold like the Beis Yosef, maybe the Beis Yosef held there's no shita of that the pater, even if there's no tircha klal. But the Dakei Moshe is the one who is entertaining. There's a possibility that the whole Indian is potter. So then, so that's the big thing. Are there only two shitas here, or there's a third idea that could be Machlokas Machabe Ramah, the Beis Yosef versus what's written in the Dakei Moshe. And it's interesting that
you could say that's even part of the Ran Shita, that he's saying if you're osek the mitzvah, you don't have to divert your, you're concentrating on that mitzvah. So if you, even though it's not a,
it's tearful, but you're still, you're diverting yourself
right
from what you're doing.
Right.
You're on your way, and you have
right
to stop to put on your tefillin.
Right.
You know, it's a mental tear, but so you could say that that's
right.
It's
and by the Rebbe, and by the Rebbe.
Yeah, same thing.
You're taking him right off. You should be only focusing on.
No, you want to learn from his nights and the way he washes his hands, the way
right
he sits his pants.
It's a little bit strange. So I have to learn. I want to see how the Rebbe benches, but I'm not going to bench. I'll only do the benching, you know, when I come back home. Then I'll start benching again.
It's very strange not to put on filling, not to bench.
Yeah, but so...
But it's true. Guy's an old man. And it's Rebbe comes to help a man and give him instructions what to do between the meats and the clothes.
Yeah, so one second.
And he has to eat.
Right.
So he eats and doesn't bench. And the Rebbe's sitting next to him and he does bench.
Yeah, so, I mean, you do have this din quoted, you know, in Shulchan Aruch, as C.Y. Shalita pointed out in the Gemara, page 15, Kosvik Filin, Mitzvahs, Heim, V'tigreim, 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 Kol Osim, Lecha Shemayim, Ketur Me'enochas Tefillin, Kol Hayom. So if you're writing Tefillin, you're, that's what I do, I write Tefillin. So I spend, not me, but that's what this guy does. So then, I'm Pater from, and the Imre Bina points out, you see, the Imre Bina is Rav Meir Orbach, who's the, I told you, Shlomo Zalman is a descendant of this. So he says, you see from here, on page 26, on the right side, he says, Da, Hadi Alpina, those of you missed the Pater and the Mitzvah, Writing tefillin.
It doesn't have to.
I don't know if it's tefillin. I'm even going to get paid, right? So does that mean, say, I want to write tefillin starting from 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. 5 hours straight, I'll write tefillin. So I don't have to do that with mincha.
Rabbi says, even when you're not writing, even when you're on a break,
right,
you're a salesman. You're
right,
a customer every minute.
Yeah. So it seems from that halacha that clearly we're not in the Tosfos world of Efshe L'Kayim Shneim. The only question is, are we in the Beis Yosef world or in the Tachei Moshe world? So the Beis Yosef maybe would say in a Hanami. You don't have to stop a Mincha. The Tachei Moshe might say no. Rav Shechter says over a story once, that I think Chavetz Chaim was at a meeting, they were talking about some important klal inyan, and then somebody wanted us to stop the mincha, and Chavetz Chaim said, what are you talking about? We can't stop the mincha.
What's
the story
of this?
No, Harbat's Torah is, but it was saying that
this
is Tzarcha klal. And that's then here on page 17, Yigirzman Kriyashma Lo Yastik El Yigmor Eskev Yekra. Say Kriyashma Im Nishar Eis Likros. In other words, first you finished, and if there's time there, then you'll say Kriyashma. But you don't have to. But these are, you know, sometimes people have meetings, and these meetings are not, you know, whatever. You know, that's the, you know, some meetings.
Isn't that really
Tzarcha? Yeah, that was, yeah, okay. Now, yeah, so what does it say? How is it so he gives my Krishma? In other words, you're saying, right, in other words, if you could have said it beforehand, you were supposed to have said it beforehand. So, right, the Hecatim says he started the meeting beforehand. One second, let me just. Then, there's a discussion here in the Taz, there's a famous Taz here on page 18. But the halacha is, if you've had onus and you didn't daven, so you have to daven tashlumin. So the Drisha says the same thing
If you ose tzorchi tzibur, so that's like an onus. He says, Yerdeya, look at the task. Misha meisel meis b'shabes, lo yispal v'boke, ein tzorich l'spal shtayim, kedei l'hashlim, shekvar over zman, v'lo dom l'shach, right. Pasuk is Risha, mikan, hayanira duha din l'smasach l'tzorchi tzibur, shepotu mi l'spalo, תוך איזה עבר זמן עושה תפילה שגם כן אין צורך להשלים אותה בזמן תפילה you don't need גם כן הזמן העסק היה פוטר מן התפיל כמו באבילס ואמר לי אולס באבילס אולס במצו כל שכיחות בצורך יצאו גם עבר עבר את השם so he says that whatever the onus that you were עושה בצורך סיבור is onus so you're You don't have to make tashlumim. So it says, "Talmani im yotzad varim elu mepiel to tzadik." A kol shu onus mikri potem mitfila. It can't have been heading there to the spal shtayim. Because the drisha is saying onus ipati, no tashlumim. So it says, but the Taz says, but no, onus is so that's the drisha. But the Taz is saying, but the mechaber holds not that way. That onus is chayiv. Onus is chayiv mitzvila. It's chayiv. It's just you had a p'tur, but it's not for me. You have to make tashlumin. According to the drisha, any onus you don't have to make tashlumin. So the drisha says that, and also, so therefore he so the Taz disagrees, yeah, and he says by. By Avelus is different. By Avelus is no, because there's no chiyuv at all by Avelus. But by other onus, there was a chiyuv, but you have a p'tur. So the drisha says any onus is a total p'tur, and you don't have to make tashlumen. And the Taz says no, only by Avelus not. So if it's tzarchi tzibur, then we'll see about but yeah. Avelus is different. And the other thing, Tzorchi Tzibur, you is onus, and you make Tashlum.
It came to me onus, and never was back to those.
Right. And it's interesting, there's a Truma Sadeshin that he quotes on page 13. We're not going to read the whole thing inside, but the Truma Sadeshin says that what if you, you're involved in a case of a monetary thing? The monetary meeting, and if you're gonna lose money if you don't attend this meeting, so he says that's called onus. That's called onus, and then it has a regular dealing with onus that you're potter, but then you still chayiv in lat.
In tashlumen.
But if you look in your so the drisha says all onus there's no tashlumen, and the. And the lot. The Taz is mechalek between onus and a p'tur. The onus is chayiv the kashlum, but a p'tur like avelus or like osek the tzarchi tzibur. So then you would be potter, but you still be chayiv in kashlum, even for monetary things. You close the truma sedeshin. And the third sheet of the Kudus HaKesef on page 20, the Shach, says no. That Osek B'Tzarchi Tzibur is not Chayiv Bechlal. That's not an onus. Wow. Osek B'Tzarchi Tzibur, that's like an Osek B'Mitzvah. Osek B'Tzarchi Tzibur, Yachriv Menedinchlal, Tachim Hilchach, V'Esek B'Tzarchi Tzibur, Kevin, Ain't a chayav klal min adin mishum daosik mitzvah potam min a mitzvah. So then there's no tashlum and there's no mitzvah. So then you have three sheetahs. You have the drisha, the taz, and the shach. Okay.
Well, I think the shach tries to say that the drisha's like him.
Yeah.
He tries to make like two sheetahs.
Right. Okay. Maybe it's like him. In other words, he's saying, but because Ramais, but.
But it turns out that the question of osik mitzvah plus a mitzvah, according to the Shach, there's no chiyuv whatsoever, there's no tashlum, whereas the Taz is there would be tashlum. So it could be two sheet, it could be three sheetas. But this is a fascinating so the pashtus is the pashtus is the halacha would probably be like Iran.
Yeah, most of the person seems to be like
Iran. That you don't have to be matriach, but if it's for belitiach and klal, you should do it. And then another fascinating idea in the Imre Bina on page 25 is, what if you osik the sofek mitzvah? Does that potter you from the mitzvah? Mm. What's the case? You found an aveda, but maybe it's an aveda zachum. So it's a sofek mitzvah, and so now you're gonna have to give tzedakah. In other words, he says you never find in the poskim that the din of proof to the Rav Yosef is only if you find it in the city that's Rov Yisrael. So then you assume that it's Avedis Yisrael. So even that. So even though it's a suffix for the Maisa, since it's a suffix mitzvah and you mechuyav to do the mitzvah, misafik, that's enough to pater you from another. That's a fascinating. The Ibn Bean has a lot of.
That's strange. If it's Ruvo Akum, you can take it for yourself.
Right.
There's no mitzvah to obey the.
Right.
So now you're going to say it's the suffix. There's no mitzvah, there's no suffix. The halacha tells us. There's a
roll.
You can say
roll. Metza
or
mechza.
You can keep it for yourself. So you're not a shomer aveda.
Right.
Yeah, but metza or mechza.
So mechza or mechza he talks about, right.
Mechza
or mechza. Mechza or mechza. Not sure. You're not sure. Okay? So these are fascinating ideas. People know the Ran and Tosfos, but to get to the nitty gritty of the tircha and not tircha and this, that's what I wanted to flesh out here today with that idea. But this is an idea of a sugya. It's a well-known sugya, but to go all even the hilchos is to take it a step further, to work it out how the Shulchan Aruch works it out, not just to say the famous hakira, now to work out the prokim. In the end, that's the next step of the way. Okay, thank you all for coming. It's good to see everybody.
Where are we supposed to
be? Nakuda. The idea we saw in the Ran that if it's a tircha ketana, then you should do it even if after after kaim shneim. Normally he says you're still potter, but if it's b'li tircha, it's okay. It's similar to the idea that the Ran in where the Gemara has a discussion whether you should make Hesebog, Daf Kuf Chesem Ralph, the first two koses or the last two koses. So the Gemara says, so we do both in the end. So Ran asks Akasha, but normally we say Sfeika de Rabbanon Lakula. So Hesebog is only de Rabbanon. So the Ran says, since it's not a mitzvah of the tircha, so then we go l'chumra. The other, then he gives another teretz. The famous teretz is that if we're going to be making them both, then we won't, you'll be makir hasei b'legamrei, and that you can't do. But the point is that the suffix of rabbanon l'kula is not said if it's very easy to be machmir. That's what the Ran is saying. Rav Avadi Yosef uses this Ran when he's discussing why we're so machmir by Moshe passing to an Ishto Nida, and he says that because most Rishonim don't hold from the Yisr, so Rashi held from it, but most Rishonim hold there's no Yisr of passing, so what's the problem? So he says that Rav Avadya Yosef says, since it's not an easy, it's an easy thing to be machmir for, just put the keys down, and therefore we go even under Rabbanon L'chumra. And therefore, Rav Avadya Yosef quotes, that's shot in the Rishitas, that it's when it's a big tircha, in a case like a baby stroller, that you could have to, pass it or something like that. And in a Hanami, maybe we could go l'kula, like the Iker Hadin, that we should go l'kula. But he's saying that, but the Shulchan Aruch Patzkel's l'chumra, he says maybe that's only in a case where it's not a tircha at all. And that's what the Ran says over here, that even though Osik B'mitzvah Patzav B'mitzvah is even if Efshar
Okay, Shnehem, you're still part there, but if it's very easy, believe Tircha to do it, you should do it so that Ron maybe is connected with this Ron in Sukkim. Okay.